This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Sony, and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, live Q&A program every Sunday from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m., Monday nights from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., and then Mufti Saab also has a Q&A session in the mornings. Mufti Saab, is it permissible to recite Qur'an-i Kareem at the time of Zawal, or and are there any forbidden times or times when it's not permissible to recite Qur'an-i Kareem?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you'll answer it now. Yeah, two, three good important news. LGBTQ awareness. Zionists backed the rubbish promoted by DA, the Democratic Alliance City of Cape Town, and all that, right? So they got here, risk radicalizing our kids against Deen, fostering a gay Muslim, hybrid, incompatible with Sharia. The Western Cape government, meaning DA, under DA's Alan Windy, lit buildings in rainbow and colors for Pride Month and so forth. And where they have it? They have it in historically Muslim majority suburbs, especially Boer Kop and so forth. You can see that? So this year, Cape Town Pride, a disgusting carnival. So the member of Kufr will unleash his depravity with parade on February 28, 2026 and so forth. Everything to do with them is haram. To vote for them is haram and so on. Now look at some haramis, what they went to do. Must be some jutla there also. I'm 90% sure of it. Justice Minister's order withdrawal. Justice Minister order withdrawal of unauthorized court papers served on United Nations, that Francesca Albanese. This lady here, she doesn't take a cent from United Nations. She's fighting for Palestine more than all these Arab regimes put together, the Khabis and Auladu Shaitan and Murtads they are. This lady is doing more for the world and conscientizing them than as Arab tenpot dictators. What an indictment on them. Wailul lil Arab, you see. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith, you must remember. So Allah's system is there, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Inna Allah la yu'ayidu hadha deen bi rajulil fasiq wa fajir. So verily Allah Ta'ala uses non-Muslims sometime to help the deen of Islam and so forth. So some idiot, you must remember, when to say that you must arrest, and there's some police guy signed the dua. They must hang that police there. You must remember, that is a problem with our politicians and police. But majority of them are corrupt lot, you must remember that. And remember that here also, the Haaretz newspaper, so I told you about Egypt and so forth and all these things there. And there was one, two other, you know, stood. Israel army dumps construction waste and rubble inside Gaza, footage shows. Every violation they do, but still Hamas must be the ones that must adhere, comply. Israel can do whatever it wants to. Smotrich said, the harami, the war criminal, if they come to South Africa, we'll hang them here by the inshallah, by the toll roads. You know, there's Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir and Smotrich and these haramis. They'll never come to South Africa. They know that. So you must remember these haramis. They say, you must just shoot. Ben-Gvir says, anybody coming near the yellow line, shoot them, shoot the donkeys, shoot the men, shoot the woman, shoot the children, shoot anybody. So if you can say that, then why we can't say that? You harami, you war criminal. So everything they violate, but it's legal, because Smotrich said international law does not allow apply to us. We are the chosen people. It's right. You are chosen people, straight to go to hell. You must remember that. That's where your place is. And Allah's curse be upon you and whoever thinks like you. What's the question of his wadi? Repeat it, please.
Said Qur'an-i Kareem at the time of Zawal, and are there any forbidden times, that is when it's not permissible to read Qur'an?
To read the Qur'an Sharif is permissible any time, but few times you can't be reading Qur'an. Qur'an Kareem states, Surah 62, verse 9, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmil jumu'ati fasaw ila dhikrillah. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah writes in Ma'arif al-Quran, original in Urdu, 8 volumes, translated in 8 volumes in English. So go to chapter 62, Surah al-Jumu'ah, verse 9. So now when the first adhan goes, like here in South Africa, 10 past 12, quarter past 12, 25 past, half past 12, depending where you are, if you're in Cape Town and then quarter to 1 normally. So you must remember that when the first adhan goes, you must hasten towards the masjid. You can't be sitting in your house or in your shop and you say, no, you're reading Surah Yasin or Surah Kaf. No, it's not a masjid. You must go to the masjid immediately without any delay. Remember, there's one place. You're listening to Quran, Qiraat. You see that? Somebody else is reading. And now you say that, let me read with him on that. Oh, let me. I'm not speaking of the specialist qaris and all that. You're the person who's listening. You are the audience. You see that? So what Quran Kareem states, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, you must remember, that when the Quran Sharif is being read, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ كَثْرَةُ الْحُرُوفِ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ كَثْرَةِ الْمَعَانِي. The more letters there are in the word, the greater the emphasis. You said, I heard him. It means you just heard him casually. I listened to him. I listened to him attentively. So that is فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Listen attentively to the Quran when being recited. وَأَنْسِتُ remain silent. Not you reading also. So you must remember that. Yes, if you are part of the Qari group and you'll read together, that's different. But when somebody is reading, then you must listen attentively and be silent. So but time, sunrise time, zawal time. Zawal is a wrong term people use. It means istiwa, when the sun is at the zenith. And then sunset time, all that time salah. To read Quran Sharif is very good. We sent out a clip, you understand, of Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikh al-Hadith, Nawwar al-Umr Qadahu. So he said that the best way to read is Quran Sharif. The best to read is what? That we read Durood Sharif abundantly. So don't worry. Don't worry about adad and shumar and numbers and all that. Just read as much as possible. And you can add with that, Allah ki ya ginti nahi, Allah ki ya wazan hai. Allah does not count the actions. Allah weighs the actions. How much sincerity there is, and so forth and so on. So therefore, our tongue and so forth should be engaged abundantly in the remembrance of Allah Jalla wa'ala, Quran Sharif, Zikrullah, Afdalu Zikri, La ilaha illallah, wa Afdalu Dua, Alhamdulillah, open Mishkat Sharif. The best zikr after Quran is La ilaha illallah. The best dua, Alhamdulillah, start your dua with Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And then Durood Sharif abundantly, salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and istighfar. So that we should do daily. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah used to wear a ring. On that ring was engraved, Jirmuhu Saghir wa Jurmuhu Kabir. The size of the tongue is small and the crime it commits is very big. So you see that? We just swear who we want to, slander who we want to, make ghibat and backbite and scunner and gossip of who we want to. All these are haram things, remember that. So we need to be circumspect and extra careful.
Now this person says, my daughter has been separated from her husband for nearly 3 years. Now she's going to finally get a talaq from her husband. Does she have to sit in iddat?
Yes, 100%. How Isha Salat is first, then is Witr. So Iddat comes after Talaq. So if the husband and wife were separated 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and then you must remember he gave Talaq in writing or verbally, so the Iddat will be compulsory. Quran Kareem states so. Chapter 2, verse 228. وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ. After the Talaq, the waiting period is what? But that is 3 quru. Hanafi, somebody says 3 menses, and the Shafi'is and the Malikis say 3 periods of cleanliness. So that is compulsory. You take for example, people who are 75, 18, 90 years old, Shaitan got hold of them. One Maulana in Pakistan is 92 years old, and he took another wife, his Othman, Nick Othni. He's very old, but not cold, you see that. They use all their medication, these opas, and they're still firing on all four cylinders, you know. So anyway, you must remember, so now you get the Opa, 18, 19, 95 years old. He gave his wife talak. So what you going to say? But he never fulfilled a conjugal relation for the past 5, 10, 20 years, for example. So what you going to say? It is still compulsory. So therefore, to think because they live separate lives and so forth, there's no iddat, totally wrong. Iddat is compulsory and mandatory. Why? To maintain and retain the sanctity of this institution of nikah. So we must be very clear on that issue.
This person wants to know that I'm going through severe depression. It's gone many, many years and I still can't get out of this. I've been on medication. Please advise.
Leave all these medication doctors, majority of them also another bunch of mufatiyas. They will tell you, take this medicine, take this medicine. Go by this one for x-ray, go by this one for blood test, go by this one for this test, because they all work in a syndicate, you see that? So you can tell them, I just went, they say, no, that one is not right, this is one here. So leave all this medication, all that, you're trying so many years, nothing happening, read Quran Sharif, take honey every day. Alaykum bi shifa'in, al-Quran wal-asal, open Musnad Ahmad and so forth, read more and more Quran Sharif, and read, take honey also, inshallah, and read Surah Fatiha, Ya Salamu, read, blow on yourself, and read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu mina zalimeen. Truly, there is none worthy of worship but you, Ya Allah. Subhanak, everlasting glory, perfection is for you exclusively. What is the meaning of Subhanak? Huwa munazzahun anil uyubi wa naqais. He transcends all the defects and shortcomings and so forth. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu mina zalimeen. For him, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, you say, it was an error in judgment. And for me and you say, we are the zalims, the oppressors, the tenpot dictators, the transgressors, and the big huge sinners. So read that abundantly. Allah gave glad tidings. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. We rescued him, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, from the worry, sorry, all that. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So like that, similarly, we will rescue the believers as well. So read it abundantly, inshallah. Allah will give shifa.
In Mufti Sahib, this person says, I heard a dua on your Q&A program for a very ill cancer patient that if life is better, Allah grant life. What is a full Arabic dua, Mufti Sahib?
The Arabic dua is this, your father, he has got now cancer, stage 4, and this stage, and still on mother, Allah forbid. Today in the masjid, they told me, you understand, somebody, the youngster, the son, and he's telling me his mother got, you understand, cancer, and so forth. So I told him sit here and I told him to read this, his hafiz, so I showed him what to read. So you must remember, if the doctors say we can't do anything and so forth and so on, they also have to fail in many things. So then musta and euthanasia, mercy killing is haram in Islam for human beings, and animals is permissible. So the following dua you must read for a male. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi. Ya Allah, if life is better for this person, then give him life. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fatawaffahu. Ya Allah, if death is better, then give him death. My brother Abdul Ghaffar, 2002, when I came back from Aqsa, Fasan Ihram day, perform Umrah, came to Medina, cut long story short, then Egypt had to catch, you see that, and then we landed here. Yeah. So I was making the dua that Saturday, and then Sunday the doctor called us, African doctor, whether his name is Dr. John or Dr. Paul, and that I don't know, but anyway, I forget his name, but a real gentleman. So I was making the dua, Ya Allah. So he said that, you know, I said, just take everything out. Take all the ventilators and everything out. We don't want all these things here, you see. So he was very happy. He needed the bed, he needed everything. So we as Muslims must read the dua. It's your mother, it's your sister, Allah forbid. So read, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran laha fa ahyiha. Ya Allah, if life is better for her, give her life. Wa in, I was there, I must tell another story. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran laha fa tawaffaha. Ya Allah, if death is better for her, then give her death. We went to Northam, myself and our Haji. You see that? Suleiman Yaqub, Hafizahullah. So, mashallah, the person there, the masjid is called Masjid Sharfuddin. So I always wondered why Sharfuddin. Then I met Haji Sharfuddin. He speaks very good Urdu for South African. You know, normally South African Urdu, they make all golmol. But he speaks well, I say. So I said, bhai, aapka naam kya hai isme gram? He said, Sharfuddin. So I asked him, Farooq, kiska naam hai? He said, mera naam hai. He said, people call me Farooq, but my name is Sharfuddin. So I said, why this masjid is named after you in Northern Masjid Sharfuddin? He said, Maulana Usman Kadwa, his ustad or whatever, they're from Hamzinto. We know Maulana very well. Allah Ta'ala grant him siha, afia. So he named this masjid. I said, Subhanallah. So there. Then he told me, see, my sister is there. And Rustenburg, you must go, you see, and see her. 9 years she's in coma. How many years? 9 years. I promised him we'll go. So mashallah, on our way out yesterday, not yesterday, Saturday, I was back by before 4 o'clock. So we read Zohar Salat day, in fact. So you must remember Haji Suleiman and myself and Haji Sharfuddin. So then we went, he went and I went, and we made a lot of dua for Sister Razia, you see. 9 years in coma. Now when people are in that condition and so forth, you see, then you say, Ya Allah, if life is better, give life. If death is better, give death. But everything is in the hands of Almighty Allah. So Ya Allah, our sister Razia Day in Rustenburg, make easy for her, make easy for her family, everybody, husband and all of them. And then if things are not going to work out, then we say, Ya Allah, Allah, man kanatil hayatu khayr allaha fa ahyiha, wa in kanatil wafatu khayr allaha. If life is better, give a life. If death is better, give a death. So like that, we got many cases, you know, we know of where people are critical and we can't do much for them. Then ask Allah Jalla Wala and use this dua and read this dua.
Mufti Sahib, this person wants to know if they're staying less than 15 days in Makkah al-Mukarramah or Madinah al-Munawwarah, do they have to read full salah or qasar salah?
First and foremost, you must remember that majority scholars don't speak about 15 days and 14 days in that. The Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, this is the fatwa according to them. If you stay in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara, Aqsa, any country you are in, you are a traveler there. So if you're going to stay 4 nights and more in that place there, 4 nights, 4 days, then from day one, you're going to read full salat. Whether you read individually or whether you read behind the imam and so forth. Full salat means Fajr, you will read 2 and 2. Zuhur, you will read the sunnat before that and after that. So, and the Zuhur salat 4 rakats. What are the sunnats before Zuhur? The Shafi'is, the Malikis, Hanbali say rakatain, 2 rakats. The Hanafis say 4 rakats. And after Zuhur, 2 rakats. And then Asr, you read 4. And then Maghrib, 3. And you read 2. You understand? Sunnat Muqadda. And then Isha, you read. And then 2. After that, so and then the witr, so that's the bare minimum, like so. Anyway, so that is what majority scholars say. And if you are going to stay for 1 night, 2 nights, 3 nights, and so see, we went from here Wednesday, myself, my wife, right? So Wednesday night, Rustenburg, Thursday night, Rustenburg, and then Friday night in Northam. Then we stayed there, mashallah, in that, you know, in Shelley, nice Shelley is there. In Northam, you must speak to Moana Masood and Moana Mahmood and all of them. So you contact Haji, you understand, Suleiman Yaqub, he got all the numbers in it. So in Rustenburg there. But this is there in Northam. So we stayed there. Very nice. And I tell me a lot of brothers, they come winter time there and all that, you know, for hunting and whatever you. So cut long story short, so in a case like that, so how many nights I stayed? Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and then Saturday I was back here. So according to Shafi's, Malikis, Hanbalis, and Musafir. But if I had to stay 4 nights, 4 days, then you're no more Musafir. You must eat full salat from day one. So you must know that. Hanafis use the law, if you stay in a place 14 nights and less, so then you Musafir. And if you stay in a place for 15 nights and more, so now you are in Makkah, you see, for 15 nights, in Makkah alone, or more, or in Medina Munawwara, 15 nights and more, so then you read full salat. But most people today don't do that. They spend 5 days, 7 days, 8 days, and they're back, you see, in Makkah, Medina, like that, 1 week, 1 week, 10 days, 10 days, like that, 2 week, 3 week package. So according to Hanafis, you Musafir. So if you are reading on your own, especially like the ladies who are reading in the hotel room and that, Fajr, you read 2 and 2. Zuhur, you read 2. Asr, you read 2. Maghrib, you read 3. And Isha, you read 2 and 3. Now, if you read four, you are a musafir, but you read four, then what happens? So we will tell you, according to Hanafis, is not right. He, Habibuna, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never made itmam, never read four rakats. Wahuwa musafirun, whilst he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a musafir. Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, never did that. The only people among Sahaba who is well known used to read full salat whilst they were musafir was Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman, radiallahu anhu. He said, I'm Khalifa. Wherever I go is my house. Mother Aisha radiallahu anha used to use the verse, chapter 33, verse number 6. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum, the honorable wives and spouses of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are the mothers of the Ummah. We say Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma. So she says, wherever I go is my house. But that is their own ijtihad, their own opinion, that we must follow Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and shaykhain and so forth. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai rashidin. Iqtadu bi hadhaini min ba'di. Follow these two after my demise. Wa ashara ila Abi Bakrin wa Umar. The hadith in Tirmidhi and the other one mentioned in Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood, about following me and the rightly guided khulafa and so forth. So therefore you should know. And if you, the people in Makkah, Medina, you are reading behind the imam, you see, in Makkah, Medina, then you must read full four rakats, Zohar, Asr, Isha. So when you say Qasr, it means for the first salat you make the four into two. And we say Itmam, it means you read four rakats. So then you must make Itmam, you must read all four rakats behind the Imam. After two rakats, you can't make Salam, and that your salat is null and void. So you must be clear on all these issues.
Mufti Sahib, this mother says her daughter registered for an online Islamic studies course, which is 4 years thereafter she received a proposal from a boy who's very dini, but she says no, she first wants to complete the 4-year course and then look at marriage. What's Mufti Sahib's advice?
No, it's all shaitan, waswasa, all that. You must get married and all that. You studied 1 year, 2 years. Today, our women, alima, they live in a delusional world. You must remember that. Half the kitabs they don't do and all that. Just ask them over inheritance and density. Ask them about, you'll understand, the difficult ayats, the tafsir in them. So this, me, I'm dead against this, giving them certificate alima. Give them certificate muallima. Yes, you qualified as a teacher, all that. This alima, most of them, they grow big, big horns, you must remember. Therefore, their marriages also break. You can see how many of them. They tell the husband, you jahil, me, I'm alima. So how the hell are you going to have a good marriage then? And so forth and so on. So you must go get married. Remember that. See hadith. You say you want to study. You never studied this hadith. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said hadith in Tirmidhi Mishkat Sharif. Idha khataba ilaykum mimman tardawna deenahu wa khuluqahu. When someone proposes for your daughter, sister, niece, and you are happy and pleased with the deen, that person has the correct creed and belief. They belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, not the Shias, Kafirs and Qadianis and Aga Khanis and all these kuffar. Wa khuluqahu, and the character is good. For so we do. Get your daughter, sister, niece married immediately as soon as possible. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fa illam taf'al, you don't do so, takun fitnatun fil ardi wa fasadun arith, then there will be mayhem, chaos on this earth. Remember, it's sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Mishkat Sharif. Now listen, how the fitna will come. I used to go, now I don't go because they waste my time, you know. So in words and this UJ and all these things. Yeah, now I was where in Rustenburg, one student from Pretoria University met me. He said, please, you must come to UP. You understand, University of Pretoria. I say, how many minutes you'll give? He says, in Takis. I say, I gave lecture there in Takis. How come I didn't see you? So he had a good laugh. He said, no, now we got new masjid nearby in Acadia, and there's so many students go there. So anyway, they tell me I must come to Wurz and UJ and all. So by the time you give lecture, it's 15-20 minutes. The time the students walk in is last 5-10 minutes. Then they run away, majority of them. So I went many times to these universities. So I tell them that before Salat, after Salat, I'm sitting here for 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever you guys want. Come one by one and pour your heart out, you see. Then we discuss issues, man to man, as we say. So this one brother came. He tells me, you see, So this is in Witz, you know. So he tells me, you see, I went to the girl's father nicely as a Muslim, you know, and told her, Baji, I want your daughter's hand in marriage. Hey, don't speak about marriage now. My daughter must finish her degree and thus, all the stories, you see, like how our people look at, you know. Just today, a late sister sent me a message, say, please, give me a dua, I must pass my distinction. My parents are very concerned, I must get excellent marks. I say, are they really worried about your akhirat or only worried about your lousy matric certificate, you see? So you must remember that. So then I asked him what happened. He said the father declined. He said after she graduates, she must come. She already went for 3 abortions. Wallahi, that is what he told me. She already went for 3 abortions. When I tell you more, AS Desai tells you other ulama who know how to speak the truth, they don't bother whether you like or you don't like, because we're not interested in you or your money. What is the truth must be spoken. Wal-haqqu wa-haqqu yuttaba. So remember, which Maulvi could take sahuk to the cleanness in them? Show me. So you must be, they all fear. You must be, who can speak against the kuffar, Shias and Salafis? They worried about their visas and all these things. Yeah? So you must be clear on these issues. Yeah. So yeah, now when we told you that get your daughter married, you say no. Now she has 3 abortions. So that you will like. So when we say today's universities are brothels, so that is what it is. So you must forget all the sister going studying. You must get married now and look after your husband, and inshallah you look after your children. So that is what Islam is teaching us.
We see Jazakallah Khairan to Mufti Sahib. Shortly after the break, we continue with the Q&A program.
Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Malik, Ya Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Habib salam alayka, Salawatullah alayka, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sallallahu عليه وسلم أشرق البدر علينا فاختفت منه البدور مثل حسنك ما رأينا قط يا وجه السرور صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, when a Muslim passes away, do we get to be with our family and friends that have also passed away?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We'll come to that now. I found 3 very nice stories. I told you, me, I support Hamas. You support, don't support your business. We support Putin. You must support the haramis who harm America, who harm Israel, who harm Europe's interests, Britain's interests, because they did too much harm to Islam. Not that Putin and Russia didn't do harm, but now they better for us. More than 10,000 Ukrainian troops encircled Russian military. Donald damn Putin, we make dua for you to become Muslim. Imran Khan told us your wife is Muslim. I don't know if it's true or not. President Putin was briefed on the army's advances during a visit to a command post, you see. So Ukraine, your chicken is cooked for you. Remember that. Now one. 2. Why America's Golden Dome may be powerless against Russia's doomsday missile. You see that? Missiles. Missile, whatever. I say missile. So, doomsday missile. They give wonderful names, these haramis. You see that? So, Putin is waiting. He hasn't opened his, you know, arsenal of nuclear. He has the largest arsenal of nuclear. Then, you must remember, critic of the EU and NATO. So, she hates the EU and NATO and America and all that. She wins the Irish presidency. You see, that a lady. So, now she's 100% pro-Palestine. So, good for us. Allah Ta'ala uses non-Muslims hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha din bi rajul al-fajir. You see, when the Arabs can't do anything, Allah will use the non-Muslims, will use the ladies also. Not like Kamala Harris who says she's going to stand again. You see that? Harris and she could run for president again. Another shaitan and harami. So you must remember that. So that is where we are today. So Afsa, what was the question again now?
When a Muslim person passes away, would you be also with other family members who have passed on?
When a person is in Jannah and so forth, Quran says, وَالْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. So now we will enter Jannah, so our parents, our siblings, whoever there, you see. So remember, our in-laws, all we will meet them and be part of them, provided they all passed away with Iman and Islam, you see. That is the prerequisite and the condition. But when a person passes away, so now you enter a new realm, and that realm is called Barzakh, the interspace in between. You go to Cape Town and what you see there? Maraj al-Bahrain yaltaqiyan baynahuma barzakhul la yabghiyan. So between the Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, there is that barrier. Whether these chaps agree or don't agree, the barrier is there. So we in there. So if you want the ayat, you see that? I'm giving you the verse and everything. Surah Tur, you see, the Mount Sinai and all that. And chapter 52 and verse number 24. So there, verse number 21. So Almighty Allah states, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ. Those people who have Iman, their children, progeny follows them with Iman. Al-haqna bihim dhurriyatahum. Then we will join their progeny with them. Whoever is in the highest stage, you are in first class, your children are in second class, third class, they will join you in first class, or vice versa. Chapter 52, verse number 21. But in Barzakh, now my father passed away, mother passed away. So now I met Abu Bakr Baraj, I met the two sons, you see, Musa and Ridwan. So I told him, Allah give you sabr, but now, ye to aisi mote ke kabile rush ke. One side we feel sad, but one side we have to take lesson. We envious of Muhammad's death, you know. He passes away and meets his mother. You see that? So in Baqi, both of them. So who does that? Only Allah. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, man istata'a minkum ay yamuta bil madina fal yamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whosoever can pass away in Medina with Iman, do so, because I, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will intercede for you. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So you see, we have to give them tasalli and give, console them, pacify them, and so. So one side you're happy, everything happened in Medina, your wife, your son, but other side we are human beings. Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatul Alameen Khatamun Nabiyeen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, crying for his beloved son, 18 months old Ibrahim, and Wa'inahu Tazrifan, the Mubarak eyes of the Master Al-Islam were full with tears, you see. Then what the Master Al-Islam said the precedent for humanity and posterity, and said, Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun. With your separation we are so sad, we are grieving. I can't talk to you, I can't walk with you. So you must not say in all cases they will meet. You must say in Barzakh, when a person dies till day of justice, that is Barzakh, the intervening period and interspace. So sometimes they meet, sometimes they don't meet. But in Jannah, definitely everybody will meet. Chapter 52, verse 21, as I mentioned previously.
Mufti Sahib, what happens if a husband breaks one of the conditions of marriage? And for the benefit of the listeners, what are the conditions of any marriage?
Remember, the question is but ambiguous and not very clear. Let's say I give you 2-3 examples. Husband and wife, their marriage was on the rocks. The husband was in the docks. So then the wife and her family said, okay, wasulhu khair, reconciliation is the best. He was having an affair with his neighbor's daughter, neighbor's wife, some other prostitute or whoever you see that. You know how many people having affairs. Allah alone protect us. Allahumma hassin farji. Oh Allah, protect my private part. And so it's sahih hadith. Authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So now they reconciled. But the Mawlana, the Mufti Sahib, Qari Sahib, whoever told them, write down the conditions. So if you're going to commit adultery again in future, if you're going to have an affair again in future, then she, your wife, will have the right to divorce herself. That is called Tafweezut Talaq. You see, you delegate her that she can also issue talaq to herself. And you will still also, the husband, have the right for divorce. Or, for example, that he, the husband, does not want to pay maintenance. He wants to run around to the casino and go there for wine, dine and swine and so forth. So now the bills, he expects the wife to pay for everything. So now if all this happens, then she will have the right to exercise talaq. So that's one situation. Second situation is this, at the time of nikah, both parties agreed that he wrote there that she must stay at home and she can't be going there running around and going here and there, running a taxi and all that from the children's school time, madrasa time, this time, and meeting Paul at the mall and Paul and all that. So all that were his conditions. And her conditions were that if you get married again, then she will have the right of talaq. So she can impose that also. And if both parties agree, then it's up to her. He got married again, so now you must remember that. Then she can exercise that right of talaq if she so wishes. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu that la yajma'u, you see, la yajma'u, it can happen. Hey, bintu adu, bintu nabihillah. La yajtamiu bintu adu billah wa bintu nabiyillah wa bintu adu billah. It can't happen that the daughter of a Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the daughter of the enemy of Allah, she was Muslim, her name was Jamila, but she's Abu Jahl's daughter. So now you have to abide by that. Then he said, I abide. You see that? So in that way there, open Mishkat, open Musnad Ahmad and so forth. So it just depends what type of conditions were agreed upon by both parties. And then when the husband violates that, the husband was told never hit and assault your wife. He went and bashed her up and so forth. So now if that was part of the conditions, you see that, then she can exercise the right of issuing the talaq to herself and say, now I'm out of your marriage. So like that, you can have 101 examples, but we don't know. They haven't stipulated it. They just sent us a question. This is ambiguous and not very clear.
True, that when a person passes away, the ruh still remains in the house for 40-day period.
All that is our Indian delights, Indian stories. Palanpur, Saranpur, Kolvatpur, Dabelpur, and Mirzapur stories, all that. Nothing like that, you must remember. That 40 days the body will stay there. Quran says, you must remember, a person passes away with Iman, Islam. Inna al-abrar lafi illiyin. So the ruh goes, it goes to illiyin. You saw a person in Sakarat. You must see a person in the last stages. The tip of the nose will bend towards the left-hand side. The temple, you know temple. So where your hair starts growing here on the side. So I'm putting my fingers there. So you must remember there, if you press it, you will see but soft also. Yours is hard, that you will grow something abnormal. You better go to the doctor tomorrow. So as you press it there, you will see that it was soft also, you see. So there's a temple. The temple will subside. It will go in that bit. The feet will start moving away. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِسَّاقِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَيْدِنِ الْمَسَّاقِ. That's the last stages, you see that. So you must know this person is right in the Asakarat. And you have to teach him, remind him, don't say teach, remind him. لَقِنُوا مَوْتَاكُمْ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. You start reading loudly, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, and so forth and so on. Then inshallah, hearted person who understands, he read it and he'll pass away with Iman and Islam and so forth. So what was the actual question of the last question you asked?
Does the ruh remain in the house for 40 days?
Now the ruh business is remaining in the house of 40 days and all that are fairy tales. Why? Because Quran says, Innal abrar lafi illiyin. So now I want to explain this to you. That when that person passes away, you will see that most of the time the eyes remain open. Therefore, you Muslimah who is there, same time close your father, mother's eyes and read Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. Ay nazara ila ruhihi. That person is looking at his ruh and then it cuts off completely. Now there's no strength to close the eyes. So you Muslim, when you are there, close the eyes of the deceased person immediately and recite Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. You see, like now, Dr. Junaid and Mohsin and them, their sister Shazia passed away, right? Mother passed away, you understand, first Ramadan and so forth. So then I tell them that, see, you guys going inside the grave. And Saad is our main guy, you see. Make dua for him, he's your team, you know, father passed away also. So Allah make, he's becoming good Hafiz also. So he also went inside. So I told them that, see, when you go inside the grave, then all of you, when you're lowering the body of the deceased, so read Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. When the person dies, you must remember like Ariel Sharon and Abu Jahl and all these characters and haramis and all that. So then they die on kufr and shirk, on blasphemy and idol worship and so forth. Wa innal fujjara lafi jahim. And they are sijjin. So if sijjin comes, jahim comes, so it's gone to sijjin. It goes lower, lower, lower and all that. So where's the question of 40 days in the house and all that? It's all Indian delights and Indian fairy tales, all that, you see that? We learn a lot of fairy tales also, we Indians especially, you understand? Got nothing to do with Islam. And you just get one crooked Maulvi, he will tell you that the ruh is here. Meshku dek sakta ho. Quran says, وَمَا أُوْتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Regarding the ruh and many, many million, zillion other issues, you don't have any knowledge except little bit knowledge. Go and read the masterpiece by the Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, celebrated student, Kitabu Ruh by Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. The English translation is The Journey of the Soul, but it is an abridged version, a summary of that book by Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, celebrated student of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah.
This person says, my husband doesn't like to speak, only when he comes home to give him food, drink, time for salah, to satisfy his needs, and that's it. Anything she has to tell him, he gets angry. How do I deal with him of this?
So you must start ta'aleem in a house, you see. Take Riyadus Salihin, take the Faza'il works, make dua, read Asma'ullah al-Husna. So you must create that environment and so forth and so on. So when people behave like this, so there's no smoke without fire. I'm not saying he is guilty, but many a time the husbands are guilty, but they want you to feel guilty. Your food is not good enough. Now today, wallahi, I got the question. This lady writes that we just got married on my wedding night. So then this husband of mine told me, you look like an old lady. Now imagine a husband telling his wife that on a wedding night. Whatever he saw, he was so disappointed, you see that. So the lady asked, I'm married now, I got children, is my marriage nikah valid, you see that? I say, your marriage is valid, don't worry. You see, you keep on reading and all that. So now you become young and he'll become young also. You must remember that. Just give him more peanuts and dates and kaju and all that, cashew nuts, and he'll be firing on all cylinders, inshallah. So the point I'm making here is this, that you must know the men, how they play the game. Many a time they are having affairs with their secretary, with their girlfriend, with some tart of theirs, or old flame from the school or college and so forth. But they come home, they will make you feel miserable, but they committing the crime, you see that. So you must change this whole thing, change the home environment. And what must you do? Cook the nice food for him, start the ta'aleem, tell him some fada'il and virtues and so forth. Cry to Allah tahajjud time, and inshallah everything is in the qudrat and power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahib, many have invested in many of these investment schemes and they're all facing issues right now. Do we still pay zakat on the investment as we were previously doing, Mufti Sahib?
Mufti Sahib, why are you so scared? You must say amanat. You must say mabrur. You mustn't fear anyone, Mufti Sahib. Well, last time you weren't prepared to say sahuk. You must say. You must remember this type of thing. You must say la nakhafu illallah. All of you he invested with amanat, all of you he invested with mabrur and all that. So now your money is stuck. Let's just use that word. And now you must remember that you got no access, nothing coming. So is zakat compulsory on that or no? So there's no zakat on that. You don't even know whether you will get the money from mabrur, you will get the money from amanat or so and all that, you see. It's like now, your money is stuck with sahuk. Sahuk is finished. We read their janazah salat. Only thing left is burial. So now your money is with them, you see. Is the zakat on it? No. But when they start paying you, which inshallah they have to pay, inshallah, with the help and mercy of Allah, then you receive it, then the zakat will be compulsory. So me, I don't invest in all these people, you see. There's mabrur and amanat and all that. Because once our maulvis are involved, and they're not honest people, majority of them. They're more interested in filling their own pockets. Look at their houses, million, million, million rands and so forth. Go look at the Sharia compliant clauses, not worth the paper which is written. When you corner them, you say, Mufti Taqi Sahib ne kaha. Since when Mufti Taqi Sahib is a dalil in Islam or something and all that? He's a great Mufti. He can't speak one word against the army of Israel, of Pakistan. So therefore, we must be very clear on these issues here. So we must say in simple terms that these funds today are run by dishonest people. You see, that is what we have to say. And if it was me, I should go to my lawyers and clean them up long time. You must remember that. So these type of things, we don't allow all these nonsense people run over us and all these things here. But wallahu al-musta'an, you'll know best, you see, that what to do and so forth. I hope you guys at Amanat and you guys at Mabrur and you guys at Sahuk, you'll sleep with a clear conscience and you know that you owe people money and you die in that condition, you go to hell. That is what the Quran and the Sunnah teaches us. Remember that. Yughfaru li shaheedi kullu zambin illa dain. That the person who made the greatest sacrifice, supreme sacrifice, and he died in the battlefield, all his sins are forgiven, but debts are not forgiven. So what it means if debts are not forgiven? You go to hell. What else it means? So you must remember that is a major, major issue. It's sahih, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. Nafsul mu'mini mu'allakatun biduyunihi hatta tukza'anu. You will not enter Jannah until all your debts are paid. So all of you, you know deep down what you did. You took 5 million, 10 million, 20 million. You invested in your own business. Then you put the money back. But what about all the capital you made? And so forth and so on. So we must be very clear. How much you guys paid the lawyers? They made money out of you guys. The Majlis wrote all this there. So therefore, I advise you all, you contact the Majlis, whether it is Sahuk, whether it is Amanat, whether it is Mamrur, or whoever else, inshallah. Okay, Jazakallah khairan, Hafizab, you see that? Let us read for you all our programs to come. 4 o'clock is news with Brother Suleiman Esop, then my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala from Darul Newcastle. Inshallah, we're coming for the Jalsa day, inshallah. First stop will be Freyheit, second stop Dundee, then Hauser, third stop Dundee, and then 4th stop Newcastle, inshallah, that's the idea. So 10 past 4 will be Asr Azan, and then 4:15, nice story this. The life story of Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, the daughter of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qadi Tahir Hanif, you see. He is Qari Hanif Multani's son, and he reads lectures just like his father also. He got that style. I heard his lecture last week. Very good. So 5 o'clock, Ghazza is waiting for us. Mona Ahmed Parak. You see, that's half an hour. Then second half an hour, 5:30 to 6, be part of the historic phase of the Ummah. Mona Ahmed Parak. 6 to 7, Islamic jurisprudence on Mona Zahid and myself, Nikah. Then 7 to 8 will be Mona Dawood Siddat, Advices for Medina Munawwara. 8 to 9, the history of Ghazza. This talk I gave there Friday night in Masjid Sharfuddin, Northern. So I gave them the history of Ghazza and everything, and then a lively Q&A. Questions in Urdu, English, Gujarati, and Hindu Chale, you see that. Then 9 o'clock, importance of sincere Tawbah and Reformation, Mohan Naeem Mutala. 10 o'clock, the repeat of medical matters, that is Suleiman Esop and Dr. Amin Melrose. Dr. Amin Melrose, Allah reward you, my doctor, and the wonderful job you are doing. Allah reward your family, everybody in this world and the year after. 11 o'clock will be Medina, the city of love, meaning we must go with love, and Allah's love will envelope us. Mustafa sallallahu will intercede for us by Mufti Abdul Rahman Mangera. So yes, inshallah, now we thank all of you that, mashallah, the directors of Sirius FM and of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the Capital Group, Haji Mahmood Ikhlas and his team, and then my brother Muhammad Khan here in Lanesia, Bhuti Ghani Wakhis, and then the Day brothers there in Durban, you see, and then our ulama, Mona Ahmed Dokrat, Mona Abdul Aziz Ahmad. I met his son-in-law there in Rustenburg. He's there in the new masjid, you see. So Thursday I read Salat, Fajr Salat day in Rustenburg in Masjid Abraham, Zohar Salat, Ashar Mubashara. We read there next to the masjid there, you see, just like part of the masjid in the classroom. And he was the imam, Mawana Rawat. And thereafter, that Asr we read in Masjid Al-Rahma, and Maghrib in Masjid Al-Luqman, and Isha in the Jami Masjid. So next time I want to tell them, they must take me to Masjid Al-Taqwa, you see, that we can have a nice morning program there in the town masjid. They're over 100 years old, you know. So, mashallah. So, Allah Ta'ala reward them all. Ma Salim Kareem, Ma Musa Akudi. Oh, yes. And I see, last one, and then we start the dua. I see Epic and Getwick. You see, a lot of names there. Everybody now, mashallah, looking for the Maulanas and all of them as guides for the Hajj. So, I see they are announcing that, you see, Epic and Getwick are taking Mawana Musa Akudi for the Hajj 2026 and Mawana Abdul Aziz Ahmad. Very good. So you must remember, they are very good. You must go with them. Go with Mawana Musa Akudi. He's got a lot of experience. Go with Mawana Abdul Aziz Ahmad, my student. And mashallah, they will guide you well, inshallah al-Aziz. Let us now, inshallah, make dua for ourselves and for the Ummah at large. We gave you the programs, inshallah. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, 4 o'clock will be as azan, and thereafter 4:07 or so I will start, and then 4:45 or so I finish with the tafsir and the news, views, interviews. Then I come back 5:30 on Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, 5:30 to 6 with the Q&A with Maha Salim Kareem. Allah reward our Maha Salim Kareem and his family and children and all of them, mashallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayt ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu wa laka almulku kullu biyadika alkhayr innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma laka alhamdu bil iman wa laka alhamdu bil islam wa laka alhamdu bin nabiyy akhir zaman wa laka alhamdu bil quran wa laka alhamdu bis sihha wal afiya wa laka alhamdu bil ahli wal iyal. Allahumma laka alhamdu bima hadaytana ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا اللهم لك الحمد بما أعطيتنا ورزقتنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إذا الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملؤونين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم احصي مددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم أحدا اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وبريطانيين وألمانيين وهنديين وأعداء الدين اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وسريع الحساب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وزلزلهم وانصرنا عليهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا حي يا قيوم يا قوي يا عزيز يا أرحم الراحمين وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مجاهدا إلا نصرته ولا عدوا إلا خذلته ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا مسافرا إلا بلغته ولا ضالا إلا هديته ولا حاجة يا لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله we visited Mona Mansur al-Haq also our teacher there in Rustenburg I kissed his forehead you know that we thought of all the wonderful things he did at Darul Newcastle Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khairan lahu fa ahyihi wa in kanatil wafatu khairan lahu fa tawaffahu he's 80 years old he's not speaking and you know he was so happy just to see us you see that so Allah make easy Allah if life is better give him life if death is better give him death with Iman and Islam and accept all his khidmat and forgive all his sins ya Rabbal Alameen Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Ya Allah hamare gunahon ko maaf farma dijiye Ya Allah hamare gunahon par sattari ka mamla farma dijiye duniya mein bhi aakhirat mein bhi Ya Allah hamare bhai Razia Sharfuddin bhai ke bhai jo hai Ya Allah wo coma mein hai بے ہوش یا اللہ ان کے لیے بھی ان کو بھی شفا کامل عطا فرما یا اللہ جو امت پریشان ہے ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما دیجئے ہم کو ایک اور نیک بنا دیجئے یا اللہ خاتمہ بالخیر نصیب فرما یا اللہ make that the best day in our life the day we meet you اللہم جل خیر ایامنا یوم نلقاک فیہ یا اللہ make us of those fortunate ones who will see thy honorable countenance اللہم انا نسالک لذتا نظری الى وجک الکریم یا اللہ accept our broken efforts یا اللہ all these brothers and sisters who are helping us children helping us یا اللہ with their duas and supplications یا اللہ accept us all for your deen grant us all ikhlas sincerity استقامت steadfastness and قبولیت ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ربي جلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين 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 The podcast will be in two parts Inshallah Suleiman will send it to me Our Asr Salat just got changed I see to 5:45 So I'm going to sleep now because I'm very tired and I have to retire also But before Asr 5:00 5:30 Inshallah you should receive it if everything goes well Make dua for us We also sinners Make dua for me also Make dua for my wife also Make dua for the entire Ummah and Muslimah Ameen Jazakallah khairan to you Hafiz Wadi and all the engineers Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh
We say shukran wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to the Bufti Sahib as well as to the directors, sound engineers and the esteemed listeners. Until next time we say wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummiyi fi amanillah wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh